from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Disputes over the reclamation activities in the South China Sea. Chinese Admiral Sun Jingao told a security summit in Singapore today, China's land reclamation activities in the South China Sea are legitimate and reasonable. His comments came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivered a blunt rebuke to China for being out of step with international norms regarding its activities in the South China Sea. Today in Singapore, European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini urged Asian nations involved in maritime disputes to resolve them peacefully.
When some decide to play by their own rules, cooperation gives way to confrontation. And in today's world, that is bad news for everyone. The same applies to maritime disputes, too. We need to maintain a maritime order based on international law, including the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. We are not getting into the legitimacy of specific claims, but we are resolute as Europeans on how they should be resolved. That is, peacefully, without the use or threat of force.
Mogherini's words were echoed by Australia's defense minister. Burundi's president will not attend today's emergency summit of the East African Community Heads of State on the political situation in Burundi. The summit in Dar es Salaam is scheduled to be attended by leaders from Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. The president of Rwanda is sending a minister to represent him at the summit, and Burundi will be represented by its foreign minister. Spokesman told VOA Burundi's president is now focused on the election campaign. We invite all of you to stop on by our website sometime at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is headed to a showdown today over its clandestine national security surveillance programs, with a key Senate critic saying he will force the expiration of the law that authorizes monitoring of calls made by suspected terrorists. Senator Rand Paul, a 2016 Republican presidential hopeful, said Saturday that when the Senate convenes an unusual Sunday session, he would use legislative rules allowing him to block efforts to expedite debate on extending the current law that expires at midnight Sunday, or approve reforms that have already cleared the House of Representatives. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly urging the Senate to approve the House-passed USA Freedom Act. Today is World No Tobacco Day, a day for smokers to think about their habit and to give it up, even for just 24 hours. VOA's Carol Pearson reports.
It's no secret that any type of tobacco use is not healthy. But for most people, it's hard to quit. That's because most of them started the habit as teenagers and because tobacco contains nicotine.
Nicotine is a highly addictive, very powerful drug.
Dr. Kimberly Horn says teens are likely to use more than one form of tobacco. The U.S. government and private organizations have been running anti-smoking campaigns since 1964. A study from the Yale School of Public Health found that those who quit during this time period had a 30% improvement in life expectancy. Carol Pearson, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry fractured his femur in a bike accident outside Geneva, Switzerland, and called off the rest of his four-country trip. Kerry was hospitalized today after being flown by helicopter to a Geneva hospital following the accident. The State Department said Kerry did not lose consciousness and is stable. Paramedics and a physician were on the scene with Kerry's motorcade at the time of the accident. Kerry will receive further treatment in Boston. A spokesperson said Kerry will be treated by the same doctor who performed his hip surgery. He was in Switzerland for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30th deadline. And the son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has died. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former state attorney general in the northeastern state of Delaware, died Saturday after battling brain cancer for several years. The vice president's oldest son also served in the military for 1 year in Iraq. Vice President Biden said in a statement that it is with broken hearts that he and his family announced the passing of our husband, brother, and son, Beau. After he battled brain cancer with the same integrity, courage, and strength he demonstrated every day of his life, Biden had been receiving treatment for the disease at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.